Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Weather, as in like clouds and rain and stuff. Weather. W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Text weather to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. That's specific to this contest. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Weather. Not like weather or not, but, you know, weather. Like sunny or...
We got you.
Snowy. I just don't want people to get confused. Is that a homonym? It's spelled...
Oh, for crying out loud. Really? You're going to say what homonym?
What word?
You don't want people to get confused.
Weather?
Just weather, like weather.
Yeah, weather is a homonym.
But you're going to ask him,
weather
is
a homonym. So is I and I. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Sure.
I
and I. Yep.
It's a tough one.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things you guys had to say. It's always fun. Thanks for sending me down the Toto rabbit hole. I've watched 10 videos, and now it's leading me down a Michael McDonald rabbit
hole.
Oh,
no.
Thanks.
God, get out of there.
I was going to get stuff done today. No, you weren't. You were looking for any excuse. Believe me, if you're in a Michael McDonald rabbit
yeah,
hole...
Yeah, you're there of your own
you
doing.
Threw in
That's
the
you.
Towel before you got out of bed today. Jesus.
That voice.
What voice? Michael McDonald?
Yes, he's got that voice. No. Yeah. What's one of his songs?
He's my brother.
Well, you don't know me, but I'm your
brother.
Oh, you tell
me. You were just a little baby.
I like it.
Oh,
right?
Of course you do. You like the sound of my voice, you said.
I do.
We had our spring show last night, says 510. Is that what this is? Is that what I'm in for?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The spring show?
Yeah. It's really nice of them to schedule it the same night as the Warriors. They could have moved that. This is mean. That's just teachers getting back at you.
You think?
Yeah.
They didn't know.
They did.
I saw on Facebook, I have a girlfriend that's selling her tickets for $3,500.
For the pair?
Now I'm trying to think, was it a pair or a piece? They seem like pretty good tickets, lower level tickets and VIP this and that.
People are
nice.
So
they're probably $3,500 a piece, huh?
Probably.
If they're on lower level.
Uh-huh.
A lot of stars coming into town.
Yeah, they are.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
925 says, why all the hate on BB-8, Sarah?
What's the point of that thing? It's just like a R2-D2 wannabe. Come on.
You come on.
510
says, Roseanne.
Boba Fett is a major character in the movies. Boba Fett is a minor character in the movies, but a major character in the Star Wars novels.
His character
is well developed. He is an anti-hero. He has his own value system.
That must be why he makes it, because for Chewbacca not to be in the top 10.
So what happened was in the 80s when Darth Vader was there, Boba Fett was sitting next to him, and then they made this crazy Boba Fett toy, and it was that toy that caught on to all these kids. And that toy...
I remember the Boba Fett toy.
Yeah. So
like, I can pick his... He was the clone guy, right? So like, you do meet him eventually, but he had that like green and gray
and
mask.
And so because of that toy, he's gotten this crazy following.
Lucky.
It was the toy.
Lucky.
It wasn't his role in the film.
All right.
Boba Fett.
I don't know.
No, that's the answer. You're okay. Welcome.
No, thank you. I forgot to say thank you. Sorry about that.
Many people have written that Boba Fett is the next Star Wars movie.
Is that actually Darth Vader or what is that?
Yeah, it's his breathing. Mm-hmm.
There's already a Boba Fett movie in pre-production.
Well, then I guess we're about to get to know him.
Wow.
What do you mean, well?
I mean, I've read that for so long, and there's no...
It means once in a while he comes up in meetings. That's pre-production.
There's just nobody associated with it, as far as I could find. No director, no writers.
So once again, the movie reviewer fanboy is wrong. Boba Fett is not the clones for the stormtroopers. His dad, Jango Fett. I don't know what that
means.
Yeah,
he was the clone in the Clone Wars, right?
Yeah, Jango was.
No, Jango.
So Boba Fett, there's articles saying, will Boba Fett still happen after Solo stumbles at the box office? Who really wants a Boba Fett movie?
Oh, I see what they're saying. Yeah, nobody wants that.
What Boba Fett and Obi-Wan can learn from Solo's disappointment? These are all the headlines.
Right? Well, that mean?
It means there's probably not going to be a Boba Fett movie, people.
Is that both of them together?
That's correct.
Here is Slash wearing a cake. I have no idea what that has to do with anything, but...
Slash wearing a cake?
He's just wearing a cake.
Says, happy effing birthday, you effer. That's that look. And these guys look messed up.
But he's a kid in that picture, right?
He is. I mean, is he 20 even? Is that Duff McKagan sitting next to him?
Probably.
Or Steven Adler?
Did you guys hear the new Roseanne rumor?
What?
Is it about Ambien?
No.
What is it?
There's going to be a spinoff from Roseanne called Jackie, all about her sister.
Oh, that's weird. I feel like I did hear that. But
I feel
maybe
like
not.
I said that earlier. Mm.
Huh. Do you think Fox will pick up Roseanne? Also, I've got...
yeah, Fox News.
Also, I love Game of Thrones and Netflix, but there are still really good shows... on network TV, Big Bang, Elementary,
yeah,
How to Get Away with Murder, This Is Us. I could go on, but then
yeah,
you would realize I watch as much TV as Yuzette does.
Thank you.
Barbara Bach. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, Adele. It's Catherine Bach.
Oh, yeah, Barbara Bach is was a Ringo Starr's ex or wife, something.
I thought that was Amy Bach. Yeah, I don't know who it is. Doesn't matter. You know who I was talking about? It was Daisy Duke.
801 says, "I'm 45 and I use Snapchat." Well, you're the only one.
Yep. You must feel really lonely on there with all the kids.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk about candy?
All right.
I thought they were all donging each other on that.
Oh,
thing.
I have no idea. Isn't
that what they're doing?
I thought they were all just eating so much candy they were barfing rainbows.
Oh.
I guess I didn't get that memo. Maybe if I was donging people, I'd have to be on Snapchat. Because I remember when Snapchat first came out, that was the whole thing, was that the picture would be there for 5 seconds and then disappear.
Yeah, we did it in here because we had heard that the thing would do that. And then we realized you could
screenshot it.
Right. Yeah.
But then they got a thing where they would tell you if someone screenshotted it. Is that a word? And then we lost interest in it. And then it became the place where all the filters are. That's all I really know about it. It's probably just a screenshot. They could tell if you screenshot it, not shotted. Sorry about that.
510 says they almost made them spit their coffee, but almost
isn't good enough, Vinny. No. You gotta up your game.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
No reference for it.
I don't want to see you in that. I don't know what any of that means, but the goal is for you to just wreck your dashboard.
That was about the shirt. You'd buy her a purse if she's boning you, but you wouldn't buy her the shirt because you
don't
want to see her in that.
Stupid.
What if under the shirt there's like holes for my boobs?
Okay, well, now you're talking about something good.
Come on, Adele. Come on, Bryn.
What is that?
He's doing a
sounds
stupid
like a
Snapchat
scout.
Thing.
Oh,
it's so
right
dumb.
Now?
He's got like.
Oh, that's fun.
What's on your head?
It's up to $11 right now, too.
It's up to $11,
oh,
maybe?
Snapchat is?
Yeah, the stock.
I'm like,
I don't know what
any of that means.
I thought he was getting paid for a Snapchat.
Oh.
Sarah, along with Rick, Maggie is only coming back to The Walking Dead part-time because she's starring on a new ABC show.
I did see her in a promo for something.
Oh,
she's great. Lauren Conrad, I think her name is. No, that can't be right.
Lauren Conrad's that chick from the Hills.
Her name is Lauren something, though.
Oh, Lauren Conrad married some footballer, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. She has a whole label out going on. It's the end of the show. We can't even think straight
I know.
Anymore.
You know what she should try? Make a shirt that has another shirt sewn to it. It's a big deal. Balenciaga. Mm.
I quit watching when Glenn died. Forget Daryl. Glenn is the character to revolt over.
Oh, I didn't. I was done with Glenn. He should have died under that dumpster that day.
Oh. So he lived too many episodes as it was.
I don't know. It's a pretty spectacular death, too. Yeah, sorry. Spoiler alert. I love The Walking Dead. I'm actually really into Fear of the Walking Dead this year. It's pretty gritty. It's nice. I don't like when they, first of all, no, there's a few problems I have with the zombie universe. Maybe I shouldn't go into it. It is late. But the perfect hair is just, it's aggravating. I'm like, no.
What are you talking about?
This is one guy. And his hair is always like, it's like such a mod cut. And it's like perfect. And it's kind of like pomaded back. And it's so dumb. I'm like,
that's sticking in your side, the hairdo?
I'm like, come on, man. It's a zombie apocalypse.
Right. It's a zombie apocalypse, and you're stuck on the hairdo of the guy.
Yes, because there's no, none of these people would have good, they should all
there's
have like
no
really
zombies!
Bad.
The whole premise should be stuck in your side.
No, I've suspended disbelief on that.
You can,
I've seen that show maybe for about a minute.
Oh.
One time.
Who's the guy with the perfect hair?
He's on Fear the Walking Dead, and he's like I don't know.
You know his name?
I don't know his name. He's a minor character, but his hair is always perfect. It's like, come on. He's the guys camped out in the the guys camped out in the parking lot of the ballpark. He's like the leader of that group. They're trying to wait the
during the zombie apocalypse.
Well, they have a method for getting rid of the zombies. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Okay.
So they're safe in the parking lot.
Right. Hi, I'm Ruth. I live in Union City. You are nuts.
No.
Please give a shout out to my boyfriend, Scott. It's his 49th birthday, and we love you guys.
Oh, Scott. Hey. Boy, enjoy this last year.
49. You're bummed, dude.
So Vinny's bummed.
What?
Just this morning, I was going to tell Bryn to save it, but we were all kind of talking. Vinny said, I'm almost 50, man.
What was that at?
Early, Bryn.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Lost 30?
Yeah, it was probably the Lost 30 because we were talking about the kid and the Warriors game and all this stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally wrapping his head around it.
I heard it.
It's hard. It's a hard one.
Was it around the time where he was talking about the performance for his dog?
His dog or his daughter.
Dogger.
Something, Bryn.
That was culturally offensive. I can't believe Uzi didn't stop you guys.
What?
The Despacito segment where you were learning to pronounce the words in the song.
Hey, we're just trying to
phonetically.
We like the song. We're trying to figure it out.
How is that culturally insensitive?
It's because everyone's upset about everything. Mm-hmm. We weren't trying to hurt anybody's feelings.
How is that? What did we do?
It's like one of our favorite songs of all time, and you're over here just. Making a big
and we wish we knew the words to it, but we don't.
Oh my God. What a world.
Oof. Listen, you can't please everybody.
So you got to please.
Hey,
yourself.
If you're going to write that we're culturally insensitive, say exactly what we've done.
She said playing the Despacito and trying to figure it out. That was insensitive of us.
How?
Who knows? Just don't dwell on it. It's fine. You can't please. You just can't. Just please yourself.
I use a chain. I installed one because my kid is a sneaky little bleeper. And when I would fall asleep on the couch, he'd try to go outside. The door chain.
Yeah, you got to do it. But then they get in dangerous situations, and now they've pushed the coffee table over there, and they're trying to stand up there and...
Oh, to get
and undo
the,
it,
right.
Sure. Drag a chair over.
Let me ask you a question. When you were a teen lady... as you are. Did you used to sneak out of the house a lot?
I did sneak out a few times, but I lived in the middle of nowhere. So unless someone was waiting to pick me up somewhere and I had been able to use the family phone to set that up with them, there was no place to go. Like, what was I going to do? Like, walk down the country road I lived on. Like,
did you sneak out a lot?
Bear would get me or something?
Not a lot. I snuck out a few times and had some close calls. But one time I had to sneak back in the house because I was living with my mom at the time and she locked the doors because I was so late. So I had my boyfriend take the screen off the living room. Oh, it was a mess. But my mom woke up and there I was.
Oh, you pulled it.
What? I was in there.
What? Sheila?
And she knew you weren't there when she locked the door, but then there you were and you were just played it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is...
tricky.
Yeah, that is some bleep.
One time I was sneaking back up the stairs when I was living with my dad. And, oh, my dad was right there coming. He was going to bed. Our rooms were 5 feet from each other.
And he walked
and
by.
And I ducked down on the staircase as I was outside. And then I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I had to climb back on the ledge.
Oh, my God.
Get back into my bedroom.
That's what I was just talking to some people about. I had an okay curfew. It was fair. And I used to make it. Like, I had to be home because I was going to lose the car. And if I... something was so great and I was just like, screw it, I'm taking the consequences, which meant the car was gone then and stayed out, then that was that. But I knew so many girls who would go, take me to my house, I'm gonna walk in, kiss my dad goodnight, go up to my room and climb right through the window and out the door all the time. Tons of them did it, and I was always like, man, the girls are hardcore. Like, they really,
girls are window jumpers.
One time I snuck a boy in. That was super crazy because in the morning, we had to figure out how was I going to get him out.
Oh.
How did you?
And, you know, both of us have to go to the bathroom. And so I said, okay, every step I take, you take with me. So we're taking the same step. And we live in a Victorian, you know, there's creaky floors everywhere.
So then what happened?
So I snuck him past my room, my dad's room, the living room, the kitchen.
Did you do him in your room 5 feet from your dad?
I did.
Oh, man.
On a squeaky bed and a squeaky bed.
Why would you sneak him in if you're not
going to
do it?
This is what I did.
Is this all the same guy? This is that guy,
isn't it? This is a different guy.
Oh.
So how did you guys do it without making a sound?
I took my mattress off the bed.
That had to be quiet.
On the floor.
On the floor and put it on the floor. So... we walk out. I let the guy go back downstairs, down the outside, down the garage, and go out that way. And then I went to the bathroom. So I come back from the bathroom, and my dad's standing with his head on his hip.
And
he goes, why is your bed on the floor? And I go, my back was hurting so much from, we went to Great America the day before. My back was hurting so much from all the rides from Great America, so I put my bed on the floor.
That is quick thinking.
What'd he say?
Oh, okay.
You had a line of BS waiting for that?
Hey, with my dad, we practiced. We had to have lines made up all the time.
Ready to go.
Okay, it would be all, you pretend you're dad. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Okay, now what would dad say? Blah, 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 blah. Well, dad, da-da-da. Okay, your turn. Okay, we go back and forth.
Jesus.
But I just got lucky that Tony. That came out of my mouth.
When you guys did it on the floor, was it just
it was
not
soft
aggressive?
And gentle.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was making the passionate love.
Did you buy content?
Boy, sounds great.
That's what you got to look forward to, Vinny.
What?
If you ever see Isla's mattress on the floor, you know whatever she tells you, it's BS.
Hey, guys, I remember the last good Twitter story. The girl who asked to sing with Pink.
Oh that
yeah.
Was sweet.
That was a whole Twitter campaign, and she got to get up there and do it.
Well, there's one.
Stand there.
Right, out of a million.
646 says, LOL, I know a 12-year-long vegan whose wife caught him eating raw bacon out of the fridge while on Ambien.
Raw bacon out of the fridge on it. That's so funny. Like, that was his most base desire.
Just give wanted me meat.
Give me
raw
bacon.
I'm surprised he didn't get sick off
well,
that.
I'm sure he did.
Is bacon,
don't you get trichinosis from that?
I think they've gotten rid of trichina worms by now.
Are you sure?
I think so. I was reading somewhere where, like, people who are scared of trichinosis are, like, living in the...
No, I think that guy got trichinosis.
Okay, maybe he did. That's the price you pay for being on Ambien. The Ambien stories are really funny today. Lady walking around her house on Ambien with a knife. There's someone in here. Yeah, it's me, your husband. Please don't stab me.
Trichinosis, a parasitic infection. You can get that from eating raw bacon.
Yeah, duh. No, they, boom.
It's all but eliminated then. I was just reading something about
it. This article is from March of 2018. So
yeah. Sorry.
2 months ago, yo.
Yeah. No, I don't buy it.
Boom!
Eat the raw pork.
For once, Sarah's wrong.
Yeah.
She can't even accept it. Accept
it
for once, Sarah.
I can't accept it. I read the thing.
Give me $5.
No!
I think she owes us all $5.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, well, you hold your breath for that. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, hump day. Oh, I just realized there's no Survivor tonight.
What? Oh, it's over?
It ended last week.
Oh, dude, you know what's so funny? When I was talking about that Gotham show that I started on Netflix, and I never have looked ahead to see how many episodes, and someone wrote in that there's like 20 per season. I'm still on 12 of the first season.
That's great.
That's good though, right?
I can only get through like, 30-minute pieces at a time.
Is it over now? They've done 5 seasons or something?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I'm definitely... I have shows for through the whole summer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
You'll be watching that for a long time. It's great to find a show you really love and have all these different seasons and all these million episodes. They just don't do it like that. It seems like you get 8-10 episodes a season now.
Right. That's why I'm so surprising.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is everything okay, Yuzi?
I forgot to do something.
Oh, no.
What do we got to do?
Pay my dumb parking.
What?
Oh, darn it all. Oh. Boy, that's...
$72 ticket is what that is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so expensive now.
You know, I still have that... It's been the same problem in the Bay... Well, in San Francisco forever, which is you want to stop somewhere... Like in the city to do something, and you just cannot find a spot. Like, I just drive past stuff going, well, I was going to go to Sports Basement, but I can't get in.
I was going
to
spend my money with
you.
Yeah,
I mean, I just go.
You have to park so far away, you got to get an Uber to get over there.
Right.
It's like, oi. Mm. Yeah, parking is, I mean, I guess maybe it's an old person thing because I don't remember worrying about it when I was a kid, but now I'm like, the first thing I ask if I'm going to go somewhere is, what's the parking lot?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, a concert situation's one thing, but coming, you're in the Bay Area, you just want to go to a store and you can't get in, or I mean, you know, the parking
it's
around here.
More crowded, I guess.
They're at the point where they're, like, standing there when the thing clicks over or something.
Right.
You don't,
waiting for it to
yeah,
write
you
the
don't
ticket.
Have a lot of time leeway.
Mm-mm.
So did you get it? Do we know?
Well, she paid it, but she doesn't know.
Got a ticket.
She'll know when she goes down there.
You know, in my, you know how my alarm rings twice.
I know. I even said to you.
I know.
Hey, your alarm.
And then I was doing something for this show.
Ugh. Well, I guess we owe you $72 then.
Yes, you do. Give us our $5 and they
Yeah. How about our money?
Give me any money. I don't know where money came into this.
Oh, Vinny did it.
Yeah, I shouted it out.
Great. I'm going to start shouting that out too. We're going to just keep a running tally of who owes who $5.
I mean, if
bucks.
I shout it out, isn't it true? I feel like it is.
The loud. I don't know that that's how things are won. Like, just because you shouted it the loudest doesn't make it.
And in that case, he'd always win.
I know. Well, yes, he would. Even when he's just talking at normal volume, he's like, oh my God. He probably doesn't want me to hear everything he's saying, but. Oh my God. All right, listen, you guys, have a great day and no Survivor. We'll see you tomorrow.
But.
On It's Thursday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.